Discussion keeps the world turning.
This is Roundtable.
Welcome back to Roundtable. I'm Niu Honglin. In the second half of the show, we continue our special English radio drama series, Echoes of Kulian. In the previous episode, two families came together, bonding amidst the picturesque landscapes of Kulian. In this idyllic setting, the first whispers of a new romance gently emerged. However, as often as the case, joyful moments are fleeting. Before you know it, it's time for farewells. Prepare yourself for the third episode, Separation.
Friends forever!
Based on real events, Echoes of Kulian, a radio drama series, relates the warm and vibrant life stories of the Kulian friends set in the historical tapestry of the 20th century.
Hometown, Kulian.
Follow Echoes of Kulian. Immerse yourself in a narrative of love, peace, and enduring friendship.
We're together!
Mi-tun, don't cry. We don't want you to leave either. But...
Mi-tun, we are men. Men don't cry.
But, Da-shan, I cannot play with you anymore.
Mi-tun, look. We've got something for you.
What's this?
Mi-tun, remember that dragonfly chase? You didn't catch the dragonfly and fell into the river? I promise you, I will make a bamboo dragonfly for you.
Whoa, it has wings. Can it fly too?
Of course. Like this. You spin it with your hand, speed up, then let go.
Oh, it's flying. How magical. And now it's coming back.
This way, you can make it fly and catch it again.
Keep this bamboo dragonfly. It's just like us. Always by your side.
Thank you. Da-shan, Hai-yan, you're so kind to me. I don't want to leave you.
Mi-tun, we can write to each other. You can tell us what the outside world looks like. And maybe one day, we will go there too.
Right! Perhaps one day, we can go to see you and take you back.
I also have gifts for you. They're all in the box. Mom says you can play with your little brother, Xiaoshan. And if you miss me, you can also look at these toys. And you'll be just like seeing me.
I'll miss you, brother.
Let's make a promise then. One day, we'll reunite here again.
No matter how far into the future that might be.
Let's wish upon the grandpa tree.
Grandpa tree, watch over us until we meet again.
Attention, passengers! We have now arrived in California. Please gather your belongings and
disembark. Dear Da-shan and Hai-yan, I miss you both terribly. How I wish I could see you both again. Please write back.
Dr. Sun Yat-sen has taken the oath of office as provisional president of the Chinese Republic and has been formally invested with the powers of chief executive.
Have you heard that? They've started the Republic of China in Nanjing.
Can you believe it? From the Emperor to the Republic.
Chuchun. Guess what? Both Haiye and I are now studying in the city. My little brother Xiaoshan is helping my parents with the routine chores now. It takes 2 hours to walk out of the mountains, but all is good. I also got some part-time jobs, and when I have enough money, I will come to the States to see you. China is now a republic, but it is not peaceful at all.
The Austrian royal house had had enough tragedies in its history, and fate might well have spared it another. It was not to be the Archduke Franz Ferdinand, nephew of the Emperor Francis Joseph, heir to the throne, has been most cruelly murdered at Sarajevo.
Dear Dashen and Haiyan, Dad says the world is at war, but we are okay here. I'm studying the middle school now. I need to learn a lot of math, chemistry, physics. But don't worry, I can handle all of this. How about China? Keep safe, and please write back to me.
Mitun, how are you? Miss May has helped me to enter Huanan College. It's all girls. It feels like stepping into a dream, a whole new world. I think I will be a teacher too, just like Miss May. Mitun, what do you want to do in the future?
The Battle of Verdun, which dragged its length from February 21st, 1916 to the 16th of December.
At that hour, President Wilson appeared before a joint session of the Senate and House and invited it to consider the fact that Germany had been making war upon us.
Dear Dashan and Haiyan, college life has been incredibly enlightening. I discovered a passion for physics. Delving into the mysteries of the universe and time itself is fantastic. Now I know why the bamboo dragonfly can fly. Oh, by the way, you guys won't believe this, but guess who's the reigning sprint champ of the school now? Yep, yours truly. And remember those sounds I used to mimic? It was a total hit at the New Year's bash.
Incredible, Milton! How can you mimic so many sounds with just your lips and tongue?
Where'd you learn that, Milton?
These sounds are from another home of mine, far away in the mountains of China. We call it Guxiang in Chinese.
That's amazing!
Mitun, I know you've got your own special talent. You're not that crying little boy now. New Year brings a new start. Hope the wars can stop, and all of us will be fine.
Mitun, I can hardly believe how China is being treated at the Paris Peace Conference. The First World War might be over, but the world is far from being peaceful. As part of the young generation of China,
Mitun,
you must make her
voice
heard by the world.
I'm a teacher now. Dashan also got a job at the customs office. He's already talking about saving
Mitun,
up to go see.
Can't wait to let you know. I met someone who can get me to Canada. They're hiring people to work there. That's not far from the States, right? I've already got your address from Dr. Edward. He can no longer help us deliver the letters because he and Miss May are returning to Britain soon. But don't worry, once I'm settled, I'll forward my new contact details. I believe a long-awaited reunion is just on the horizon.
President Richard Nixon is greeted by Premier Zhou Enlai. During the next 8 days, the two nations will begin the process of
slowly bridging diplomatic barriers.
Look, Milton. President Nixon is shaking hands with the Chinese premier.
Wow. He did it. If the U.S. can establish normal ties with China, we shall return.
I know. You will go see Dashen and Haiyan. But you said Dashen went to Canada.
But I never found out where he was in Canada.
And there was no letter.
No letter.
It's been 50 years since you lost contact with them. It'll be so hard to find them again.
But I've always had that feeling that Dashan is never far away.
Extra! Extra! Canada enacts the Chinese Exclusion Act! No more Chinese laborers allowed to enter!
Hey boy, what'd you say?
No more Chinese coming, sir. Starting from today, July the 1st, 1923.
I'll take one. Keep the change.
Here's your paper, sir. Thank you.
This can't be happening. Dashan, after all these years, where on earth could you be?
Thank you, kind folks. Much appreciated.
Hey, you just played a Chinese tune.
Right, sir. I'm from China.
Such an incredible performance, sir. This is for you.
$10? My. That's too much.
Think nothing of it, sir. Your performance took me back to my childhood. I grew up in China. What brought you here?
A tale of woe. I came here to build railways and lost my left leg in an accident.
I'm sorry to hear that. So you worked on the railways? I've just read about the new law.
Yes. No more chances for folks like me.
Then what about the workers who already came here?
What else can we do? We each find our own way to survive. Now, I just live like this, living out my remaining days.
Ah, I see. Actually, I'm here on a personal quest. I'm an American, but I grew up in China. And I'm looking for a childhood friend who might have come here to work on the railways. Have you heard of a Guo Dashan?
Dashan? No, I haven't. Canada is vast, and there were so many of us Chinese working on the railways. And many died during the work.
No. No, no! Dashan wouldn't just perish. He's always been so clever, so brave. He's my hero. He promised we'd meet again.
You're a man of deep loyalty. You might try your luck in cities that are key stations on Canada's transcontinental railway network. Many Chinese laborers settled in those cities after the railways were completed.
Really? Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the tip, sir. Here, I have some money. Please accept it all.
Oh, I can't. You're too kind, young man. Bless you.
It's the least I can do. And this card has my contact info. If you ever meet a Chinese man named Guo Dashan in the future, please give the card to him and tell him Milton is looking for him.
Glad to help. Milton is looking for Guo Dashan. Good luck, young man. You've got a good heart. Yilu Ping An.
Bing An.
Ha 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 ha.
Has anyone come across a Guo Dashan? Anyone?
No clue, sorry.
Guo Dashan? Do you know him?
Oh, no, no idea.
Do you know a Guo Dashan?
No, I don't know.
Sorry, no one by that name.
Guo Dashan? No. You check the
Could you check this list of the deceased, please?
Afraid I can't help you, sir.
Guo Dashan, do you know him?
Guo Dashan?
Sorry,
doesn't sound like
right
anyone
now.
I know.
Anyone? Has anyone heard of a Guo Dashan?
Finding a name might be a needle in the haystack, sir. Why don't you just give up?
No, I won't give up. Dashan is more than a friend. He's a piece of my lost childhood.
Germany invades Poland and the free state of Danzig. Warsaw is bombed, blasted, and shelled.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor from the air, and all naval and military activities on the island of Oahu. A second air attack has been reported. This one has been made on the Army and Navy bases in Manila.
Okay, everyone. Let's pause our experiments here, students, and take a moment to pray for those who lost their lives today.
May peace come swiftly to those innocent souls.
May peace come swiftly to those innocent souls.
I've always told you guys, physics teaches us to understand the universe while aiming for human progress. Yet some of us use it to wage war, to destroy our civilizations. They are our demons.
How can we help, Professor Gardner?
It's time for us to fight with knowledge, to protect civilization and peace.
We will follow you, Professor!
A state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Professor Milton Gardner, welcome aboard.
My pleasure.
One thing you must be clear of, this radiation lab we're about to establish is a highly classified project. You won't be able to contact anyone outside, including your wife, your family, until the war is over. Are you prepared for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
Great. We are honored to have you on board. You'll be working with some of the world's finest scientists here at MIT. The precision radar systems will be crucial for our allied forces on the battlefield. It is vital for our victory.
As a physicist, using my work for military purposes was never my wish. But seeing the world being torn apart like this, I must contribute. The only thing I care about is peace.
That's precisely our mission, sir.
Filmed under fire. Army, Navy, and Marine planes cooperating with the fleet. Surprise a Jap invasion force sent to capture strategic Midway Island.
D-Day is here, claiming that the invasion of Western Europe has begun. Ladies and gentlemen, we may be approaching a fateful hour. All night long, bulletins have been pouring in from Berlin.
5,000 miles away at Hiroshima and then again at Nagasaki came the world shaking...
I deem this reply a full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan. General Douglas MacArthur has been appointed the Supreme Allied Commander.
Four long years. It's hard to believe, Professor Gardner. We can go home now.
Finally, everything has come to an end.
And we finally won!
In a war like this, millions of lives have been lost. No one has won this war.
But Professor Gardner, you are a hero. The Battle of Midway was a turning point. Our radar, it's incredible how significant it was. You're the unsung hero behind the US victory.
No. I'm not a hero. I merely did what was necessary. But let's not forget, every piece of technology we create carries both hope and responsibility.
Do you ever regret dedicating yourself to physics, Professor?
Well,
My love for physics has defined my life. I've never regretted using it for peace.
Anyway, we should have a celebration.
We should. I know of a Chinese restaurant near campus. I'm not sure if it's still there, but I've really been craving Chinese food for 4 years.
Come on, my darling, have a drink. You'll love it.
You're drunk, sir. You need to pay the bill and leave.
Beer? Yes, sweetie. Drink some beer.
No! Don't touch me!
Oh, come on. Don't be like that. You're too pretty to be working here.
Excuse me. Is there a problem here?
Who the hell are you? Scram! Mind your own business.
Actually, it is my business when someone's harassing a young woman.
You want a taste of my fist?
Try it.
Oh my God. Hey, stop it! Stop it!
What are you doing?
Let me have the crane to stop.
I suggest you leave before the police show up.
Sorry. Sorry,
what
sir.
You can't do that.
Hey, drunkard! The cops are coming!
This isn't over. I'll be back.
Get lost! Sir, thank you so much for your help.
Professor, you're awesome!
It's okay. There is a saying in China. Lu jian bu ping, ba dao shang zhu. When you see injustice, you need to draw your sword and help. I did what anyone should.
Well, you're so familiar with Chinese culture.
Well, I did spend some time in China as a boy. Are you okay, miss? Do incidents like this happen here often?
Oh, don't worry, sir. Our boss knows Kung Fu. It just so happened he's not here today. Otherwise, he would have dealt with that thug himself.
Really? Your boss is Mr. Wang, right? I used to come here quite often. I had no idea he was skilled in Kung Fu.
Well, that's the previous boss, I guess. Now the owner is Mr. Guo.
Guo?
Well, yeah, he's also Chinese, but
Chinese.
Came from Canada.
Canada?
Yes, sir. He bought this restaurant 2 years ago. Do you know him?
He sounds a lot like a friend I had in my childhood. How old is he?
He's about your age, I think.
Really?
Well, here, please have some warm fishbowl soup. Thank you again.
This is... Ah, fishbowl. This taste.
Is everything all right, sir? Do you like it? Hao chi ma?
This taste, it's just like what I had in China as a child.
Wow. Our boss would be thrilled to hear that. He taught us this recipe.
May I ask, what's his Chinese name?
He never mentioned his original Chinese name, but... people call him David Guo.
David Guo? David? Day. Da. Da. Da Shan? About my age. Chinese from Canada? It might be him! It really might be him!
What's the matter, sir?
Nothing. I'm just too excited. When will he be back?
Tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. This is wonderful. Oh, so wonderful. 2 more fishball soups. This is such a fabulous night.
Echoes of Kuliang is a radio drama series crafted by CGTN Radio that portrays a tale of love, peace, and friendship. Based from real events, it relates the warm and vibrant life stories of the Kuliang friends against the historical tapestry of the 20th century. If you find this story captivating, please consider giving us a 5-star rating and leaving a comment. Feel free to share it with your friends so the echoes of Ku Liang can reverberate further.
在初夏的田埂上，星河闪亮，伴你歌声悠扬。你问我流山几岁，还有那明月山岗。你说那山外风光，把思念带到远方。夏日炎炎，古井水送来清凉。溪水涓涓，竹蜻蜓放飞梦想。汽笛声声在你远渡重洋，前途漫漫，我依然为你歌唱。千山万水，依然是孤零的孩子。梦到的地方，会永远是故乡，是故乡。